This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Now, tonight, it's just Michelle and I. We don't...
No Kurt. No, it's a boy free night.
Yay!
Sorry, Chris. I know you're here, but in the room, you're God. You're not a boy, okay?
So we have no Kurt tonight. Kurt has gone runabout, so actually... No,
yeah. Sorry.
Pardon the pun. Well, I shouldn't say runabouts. Kurt has gastro.
Poor thing.
Poor boy. So it's just Mish and I, and we're actually sort of in the studio tonight. So welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. When the cat's away, the mice will play, and the lunatics are now running the asylum. So in the studio tonight, we've actually got two very special guests. We've got Simona, and we've also got Evie. And they're actually going to be here talking about some of their stuff and some of the passions and the things that they really enjoy out of life. Now, Michelle, I think I was also going to say as well, we've also got a new special program director, Emily. We'll also get her through as well a little bit later in the show.
Doctor, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Emily is absolutely fantastic. She's amazing. So looking forward to having a bit of a brief chat to her later on during the show as well. And she's actually floating around the studio somewhere at the moment. So we will actually tackle her and bring her in. Now, also, there's something else very special happening.
It's our 21st birthday here at Joy.
Yay! 21st birthdays! I remember mine was quite disappointing, so I'm really looking forward to a much better 21st birthday.
My 21st birthday.
Yeah.
I was on stage at a casino, drunk at a bachelorette divorce party. I was stripping to... What was I stripping to? It was Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Oh my God.
My mother-in-law at the time walked in, and I remember having a stack of ones stuck to my pants. Only in America.
Mish, that is absolutely beautiful. I so love the sound of that. I wish there was a video of that. You know, YouTube wasn't around back then. You know,
no.
You're not that old. You're actually quite young.
Yeah, no, well, I am. I'm still a chicken. I'm a teenager now.
You're okay? A chicken.
That's right. I'm a chicken.
Okay.
You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. This is Michelle and Megan. No Kurt tonight.
No Kurt. He's got the runs. He's got the gastro. Poor boy.
Poor boy. A bit TMI, honey.
Well, you know, it's Kurt. He's a special guy. Look, we really feel for Kurt. He's such an important part of the show. We really do miss him. So anyway, hopefully we'll get a message from Kurt at some point in time. Oh, hang on. We have got a message from Kurt.
Oh, do we?
We have a message from Kurt. So Kurt says to us, you sound amazing.
Oh,
Kurt, you're such a sweetie.
No, you sound amazing.
Oh, no, it's Kurt. He's the one who sounds amazing. But, you know, well, actually, he probably doesn't sound amazing at the moment because he's actually so proud in between hugging the toilet.
Oh, no,
he's hugging the toilet, so it's not good.
Shame we can't go and, like, send him flowers or a singing telegram at the moment.
You know what? It's going to be better for Kurt.
What's that?
We send him a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, you're evil.
I know, but Kurt's a lovely boy. But Kurt, please get better, and we really want you back on here as soon as we can. Yeah,
okay. Awesome. So, let's get to our guests.
Yes.
All right. Well, our first guest we have is Simona. Simona Cavitalina is a singer, songwriter, DJ, and producer from Melbourne, Australia. Her latest album, Exotic Ladies of Birobidjan, is a poetic and psychedelic blog of change, inspired music of her subconscious discovery, and critique of gender identity, the struggle, the triumph of transition. Hello, Simona.
Hi, how you going?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I just basically want to get to know a little bit more about you. Tell us about, I guess, some of your music and...
I've been performing as a musician for about 13 or 14 years. I've only just started to perform under my name Simona Capitolina in the last 2 years since I've transitioned. So, yeah, it's good to not play in a closet.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It's much
easier
to have a stage presence when you're not that repressed.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know.
Also, the thing is, when you're playing on a stage instead of playing in a closet, more people actually do hear that that way.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, like, I do use a lot of reverb, so I do like the idea of, like, staying in a cave, you know. Yeah.
It's that closet kind of feeling.
Yeah,
it's,
you know.
It's there with you all the time.
Yeah, I like seeing, you know, sort of lights at the end of tunnels.
Or spirits at the end of a room.
Spirits at the end of a room.
Well, we were talking about that before, actually, because you played a set on Friday night at the Tilden Movie Festival with the opening movie, Boy Meets Girl. Absolutely fantastic film.
Loved it.
Yeah, one of the things... I absolutely really loved it as well. It's an absolutely fantastic song. And a big shout-out to the Tilden guys, because really absolutely fantastic movie festival.
Mm.
But your set was great. I really enjoyed it. But you said that you couldn't see any faces, and all you could see at the back of the hall was...
Well, all I could see was seats, and I thought, well, I'm not going to look at seats because that's just going to make me feel like, you know, I feel like crap. So all I could see was the bar, and at the back of the bar, I just looked at the top shelf and focused on a bottle at the top shelf and sang to that bottle. And then straight after the show, I went up and asked the lady behind the bar, I said, what is that bottle of blah, blah up there? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's like a vanilla liqueur. And I went, well, I sang my entire show to that bottle of vanilla liqueur.
It's like
she didn't give me anything half price. I still had to pay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'd gone through my beer tickets, but, you know, at least an hour before the show. So, you know, they're very generous down at the Bella Union.
So you got absolutely nothing for free then?
No.
Well,
no.
Alcohol-wise, at least, anyway.
No. Yeah, well, no, I watched the film for free.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Well, did you get paid to see the film, or?
Well, I got paid to perform.
Well, that's all right then. So you got paid to see the film. Because, like, absolutely sensational film. And, you know, actually, we'll probably be talking to Evie a little bit later as well, because she's also a filmmaker. So she's nodding her head going, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so with some of the music that you've been doing as well, tell us probably a bit more about the stuff that you've been doing, and also maybe if we've actually heard any of it on Transpositions at all.
Well, Kate said to me a couple of weeks ago, oh, I play your track on my show. And I'm like, oh, good. And I thought, you know, he was just talking about that he'd play it maybe once or twice. Then I found out it's the theme music. So I'm very excited about APRA, you know. Well, I think that's my third joke about APRA in the last 20 minutes.
So for those who actually are out there and don't know exactly what APRA is, you know, I suppose.
APRA is just a group of people that basically collect cash for musicians whenever it's played on the media so you know, I'm very happy for it to be played each week, so thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
When I get my check for $17 every quarter, I will be thinking of you people with fond memories and you know, with kind thoughts.
Well, APRA is very important, and I know that Chris, our panelist tonight, Chris is an absolute legend here at Joy, and he's sitting there, he's nodding his head knowing how important APRA is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to basically ask you, so how have you found your music has changed since coming out as trans? Is it changed much? Has it become meaning more to you, or?
It's meaning more to me in that I know what it's about, in that I guess I was singing about the same thing for the last 12 or 13 years. You know, I guess a lot of the, it's quite melancholic music, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's new wave electronic pop. So, you know, it kind of suits that kind of early 80s kind of woe is me kind of narrative. And it just so happens to be the story of my life. So, you know, so I've been writing about the same stuff, but I've been, particularly through the last album, I was just able to galvanize, I guess, a whole lot of ideas and places where I was in my own head. And I do use my music as a way of processing my emotions and my energy, and as a way of also moving on. So I guess this album, I guess, was a collection of thoughts and emotions from the last 3 or 4, 5, 6 years. The next album's going to be about my transition and my change and where I am now. So it might be a bit happier and more jovial.
Well, all the positive things which come out of transition anyway. So
yeah, I did actually start writing again about 2 weeks ago, and it was just the first track I wrote was just totally like dev, you know, and it was, and actually like, so you were talking about Tilda. I did sing a new song that I've written in the last couple of weeks at Tilda. Cool. And so like the film at Tilda was like, you know, sort of like a trans version of a Walt Disney rom-com.
Yeah.
And then I came on and just totally bummed everyone out with like this woe is me, you know, narrative. And it was just like, oh, that's a bit of a mood killer there. You absolutely know. So, yeah, trying to get happier.
I thought it was good. Like, you got to put in perspective. I actually really enjoyed the song, enjoyed the music. So I must admit, we don't have any sort of lined up for tonight, but I think we're going to have to make a point. And Kurt, if you're listening, we're going to have to play some more Simona stuff, because, you know, that $17 she's getting from APRA is really not good.
We need to make it 18.
Right. Yeah, we need to get it up to $18. So I think we really need to work on that.
I need 20 bucks. I mean, $3.
Oh, well, we can do that. You know, if we catch up to 20 bucks or something like that, you have to buy us a coffee.
Oh, I can get money out at the ATM on a really bad day. Sorry.
Oh, well, look, I'll tell you what. Look, we could really banter on about this for ages. Listening on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Absolutely. Yes. As JD Sampson said, 21st birthdays. And we love birthday parties and presents and all those kinds of things. Now, the thing I was going to say as well, we did also have another message come through. So the other message we had come through came from Tony. And Tony actually says, calm down, girls. So I think maybe Tony thinks we're having too much fun here.
We are having too much fun.
Oh, we're enjoying this.
Enjoying this, Tony.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. We love Tony. I think I know who Tony is. Tony's a regular listener we have to the show, and Tony's absolutely fantastic. So thanks, Tony. We love you. All right. So also sort of back in the studio as well, we've got Evie with us as well tonight. So Evie, hello. Welcome.
Hello, Evie.
Hi. Thanks for having me. It's really great to be here.
Absolutely. Now, you're a skater girl.
Sure am. I've been skating for since I was about 7, and yep. I'm 32 now, so many years.
You don't look a day over 8. Really, you're an absolute baby. We shouldn't be talking rude in here, because, you know, otherwise, you know, well, you might get kicked out.
Might get kicked out.
Your parents might sort of come in here and sort of give us a hard time or something, I don't know. But, yeah, welcome to the show. So you are a skater girl, but you're not a Melbourne girl, are you?
No, I currently live in Brisbane, and I've been just come back from London. I've been skating a little bit in London and a bit in New Zealand and in Tahiti, so just a bit of a holiday skate tour, hang out with my girlfriend type thing.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That is an awesome gig. You know what? I wish I had a gig like that. Really?
Definitely. I could go to Tahiti right now, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, it's like Melbourne here at the moment, and the weather's supposed to be good, but you know what? It absolutely bucketed with rain today. During where I live, I actually had a whole bit of rain came through, and I thought, hang on, this is not right. But then sort of came up really nice day as well, so that's good. So great. The skating that you do is like you've been doing since you're 7, yeah?
Yeah. I started skating, you know, when I was identifying as a boy.
Yep.
And
you don't look like a boy. You're not a boy.
Thank you very much.
You're a girl.
And basically I sort of stopped when I was about 19. I was getting into competitions, but I wanted to transition when I was 19, you know, and I didn't really feel safe to go to skate parks at that time, and I had a bit of a break and became a social worker and such. And then I just thought, hey, I want to get back into it. Yep. And recently I've been skating competitively again. Mm-hmm. And like last year I got into the finals of Daughters of Doom, which is a Melbourne skateboard competition.
Awesome.
That's like a national women's skateboard competition. And this year I got second place in a competition in Brisbane for women. So slowly getting up to the podium. And hopefully next year, maybe I might get a spot. Who knows?
Awesome.
Have you found any issues or any dramas with your transition within the competitions?
Pretty much no. I was quite afraid that I might have a hard time competing in the competitions because of the trans history and stuff. But like Girls Skate Australia has been incredibly accepting.
Nice.
And you know, to the point where, you know, the other part I was going to talk a bit about was my film work I've been doing, and I've just recently done a documentary on the visibility of women in skating, and it sort of talks about gender, and Girls Skate Australia actually had a really large part in you know, helping me out with that.
Nice.
So it's awesome. Really, well, really collaborative and supportive space.
Yeah, because we've got another friend of the show as well, Ashley. Ashley's also a mad skater as well. She's absolutely insane skater, actually. She had a really bad injury with her ankle or something like that probably about 2 or 3 months ago. And, yeah, she's absolutely crazy.
I love skating with actually. She's one of my favourite skaters.
Have you managed to skate with her since you've been over here in Melbourne?
Oh, no. We tried to team up at a time today, but we're maybe talking about going to the Kilda tomorrow.
Awesome.
And popping up. But look, today I did my ankle in a bit. What
is it with skating ankles? Seriously, like when I was 16 or 17, I used to skate as well. And like, I didn't have any injuries. But at the same time, I used to race motocross as well, but I had injuries and that's a different story.
There you go. Yeah. That sounds a bit more hardcore.
That's pretty hardcore, actually. I used to love it.
That's way hardcore.
Yeah. But I was crap. I was really crap. Really, I was shocking. So you've got the ankle injury, so you're not able to skate, but you've got your skateboard with
you. I'll probably skate anyway, because, you know, you do when you're pumped up and you just got to try every skate spot in Melbourne before you leave.
Because it's like the adrenaline, which is sort of really kicking in as well.
Yeah. Adrenaline and craziness, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you been to Paran Ramp at all since you've been?
Yeah, that's where I was this afternoon. It's an amazing skate park. Yeah.
You didn't do it on the ramp at all, did you? Or was
no,
it in the skateboard?
I was trying board slides on the little rail there, and I just came off too fast, and I was like, oh, my ankle, and like, walking around trying to stand up again. Managed to get here okay, which is lucky.
Thank God. Otherwise, we sort of would have been stuck without you. So the movie stuff that you're doing, that's probably, for you, that's obviously sounds like it's the main things that you do during the week is your day job. Would that be right?
Yeah. I'm hugely big about visibility of trans people, and I've been working on films for a couple of years now. One of the ones that got into like the Melbourne Queer Film Festival and the Brisbane Queer Film Festival was a film called A Piece of a Mandarin, which is a little bit about me after the surgery.
Yep.
And it goes for about 2 minutes. And the joke with that film, which is, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell it on here, but I'll tell it, is what's better than eating a mandarin? Eating a mandarin out, right? Anyway, that film was quite successful. I
was going to say we're after 9 o'clock.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's good.
And now, so recently I've been working on this visibility of women in skating. So it's going to be coming out shortly called Skate Like a Girl. And I've also worked on another film, which is called Love Is From Love with Acceptance.
Fantastic.
And that's about trans man and a gay man getting together through seeing a straight couple. So about to release that on social media as well.
It's really funny that you should say a straight man and a gay man, because actually another one of the films which was on Saturday night at Tilda as well was one called Romeo's, where there was a gay man and also a trans man, and one thing led to another. Eventually, issues with disclosure and that sort of thing. But anyway, with your movies and productions and things like that you're doing, so you said that they're available on social media. Is that probably some of the main areas where we can actually view some of your work on YouTube and those kinds of things?
Yeah, pretty much. As I've occasionally I get lucky enough, and some of them come through the festivals. But I have a YouTube channel, and mostly I have a Facebook page, which is very public. So if anybody searches Evie Ryder on Facebook, there's only one, and it's me. And most of my videos are on through that social networking site. So
awesome.
Well, with both of our guests, we'll make sure we share a lot of your information from your Facebook and yours as well, Simona. And so guests can actually go and follow your work that you do for both of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, thank you.
Because I suppose, you know, one of the important things is trying to really get the message out about some of the work that you do. So absolutely, if you've got music or if you've got movies and those kinds of things that you're sort of really putting out there in terms of creative projects, you know, we want to share it as much as what we can, just so we can sort of say, hey, being trans is great. You know, there's nothing wrong with stopping you from actually being a regular person and getting your message out there, particularly if you're really trying to talk about being trans and being pro-trans and those kinds of things. I think that's totally awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. So we've reached that sort of part of the show where we're going to sort of have a bit of a chat about some of the things which have happened during the week. So, Michelle, what's probably happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, there's been some good news and some bad news, and we'll jump in, I think, with the bad news to go to some good news.
Okay.
One article we ran across was about a transgender woman who was buried by her family as a man instead of after she transitioned as a woman back in Idaho in America.
So
Jennifer Gable was buried as Jeffrey Gable by her family in Twin Falls, Idaho, even though she had legally changed her name and had been living as a woman for the past several years.
So she was assigned male at birth
and transitioned to female 2 years ago. She had a brain aneurysm in October and was presented at an open casket and buried as a man by her family. In her place, friends found her, him, I guess I'll say transitioned as a man, back detransitioned as wearing a striped suit, her hair cut short, and an obituary that skipped a decade of her life transitioning as Jennifer. So obviously, no, sorry, she transitioned for 10 years.
Yeah, that's actually a really bit of a bad story, actually.
It is, and she had even changed her name legally to Jennifer, but even her birth certificate listed her as a man. That's quite sad.
That's quite sad, actually, in terms of, I suppose, acceptance for being trans and also recognition of people being trans around the world. It's when you see those kinds of things happening, it's a really bit of a sad story, unfortunately.
It really is. And I went and found the story on Facebook as well, and I shared it. And I was actually really happy to see the support by a lot of my cis friends felt the exact same feeling I felt of how it was just a disgrace and everything. Now, there is some good news.
Okay.
Well, I think it's good news.
It's good news.
This is from November 19th, and more than 50 Australian men gave birth to babies in 2013.
So they'd be trans men.
Trans men.
Fantastic.
And the advocates are predicting that the trend is to last. Medicare has recently released figures about the growing number of transsexual men giving birth since the first birth to American transsexual Thomas Beattie in 2007.
Awesome.
Now, it was only recently that Australia's Medicare had allowed people to choose their own gender in official records instead of forcing them to indicate the sex they were born with. The change in Medicare policy revealed an emerging trend of transgender men who have chosen to keep their female reproductive organs to make it possible for them to give birth later in life.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, being trans, you can actually change your Medicare registration or certificates or those kinds of things to actually say that you're male or female. But obviously, when it comes to your birth certificate, that's a bit of a different story. Then that's obviously when you have to have some sort of gender affirmation surgery, which then allows you then to sort of change.
And some of the trans men, they still have, you know, it's possible if they still have functioning ovaries and uterus. So they are aware of cases of patients giving birth who identify themselves as male and receiving pregnancy-related care under Medicare.
That's absolutely fantastic. Good for them.
That's good news.
Well, the other thing I was going to sort of say, unless you've been living under a rock, one thing which is happening this weekend in Victoria is that we have a state election. And politics and all those kinds of things have got the different skews on things. And I came across this article in The Age with what the Labor Party is actually proposing. I'm going to get in trouble here, and the boss is in the studio. Not good. So we've actually got the Labor Party. They're actually pledging to have a gender and sexual anti-discrimination commissioner. So they're actually planning on having a dedicated watchdog to challenge homophobia if Labor wins Saturday's state election. Opposition leader Daniel Andrews has pledged to create a new commissioner for gender and sexuality to tackle discrimination faced by the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. So that'd be actually really good. And I know the current state government, they actually did introduce some legislation just recently, which I'm just trying to think for the right word here, but it actually went and wasn't quashed. It was actually if people had been caught with, you know, homosexual act or something like that in a public space, that actually sort of been pulled back or decriminalised. So that's one of the things that the Labor Party is actually looking at trying to do. Yeah. So that's a really good thing.
And there was made that announcement on Joy on Saturday.
Oh, great. Yeah. Cool.
Now we also have our special guest in the room is Emily.
Emily. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
So, Emily, you are our special program director here at Joy 94.9. So we did actually have our special show for Transgender Day of Remembrance last Thursday, and we did introduce you on that show. Just for the listeners who we do have out there tonight, what sort of some of the things that you do here within Joy, and what some of your objectives that you've got sort of moving forward?
Yeah, so Joy's programs in the evening and on the in the weekends, so I guess specialise more on the kind of community issues, and we're still some of the specialist kind of areas of programming where there's sort of food or specialist music that we don't cover in our sort of regular daytime programming that people might be familiar with. My role is really just to work with community members, volunteers who are making those programs, and that's sort of one of the gorgeous things about community radio and about Joy. Joy in Melbourne, is that, you know, we're sitting in the studio tonight broadcasting, but we are just members of the community, like everyone who, you know, is sitting in their home doing the dishes, baking a cake, driving their car, whatever you're doing tonight. You could also be in the studio, you could also be part of the station, you could also help to shape the programming. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the great things about being a staff member involved in a community radio station is that, you know, it's not like a regular workplace, really. It's an amazingly collaborative place where all kinds of people bring their ideas, and those ideas are really respected. Mm-hmm. And so as staff, it's not our sort of job to say, oh, it's going to be like this or it's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. Really, it's about sort of, you know, shepherding and mentoring and a bit of training and learning, a lot of learning from all the people, you know, who are part of our community.
Mm-hmm. And as everyone can hear, as they started tuning in, the amount of fun we're having as well.
Yeah, it's an absolute hoot and a holler tonight. I think we're having so much fun actually in the studio. And that's the thing, like being a part of Joy, you actually get to participate in a lot of these things that we actually go into. So being a part of a show such as Transpositions, so, you know, it's actually worthwhile as actually starting to get involved. So, and that's why we actually really would like to have people actually become subscribers to Joy, and also be, you know, think about things such as some of the programs that we have in terms of whether you actually want to start becoming involved with doing podcasting or looking at doing Toasted Radio and those kinds of courses as well.
There are all kinds of things you can do at the station. If you want to be on air, mm-hmm. you can be on air, but there are all kinds of other ways you can contribute through technical work, podcasting, administrative work, music. There's all kinds of things going mm-hmm. on here, and we would love to have more trans men, trans women, and people wherever you are on the spectrum to be part of the station. You can, you know, join specialist programs like, you know, Transpositions, but mm-hmm. it'd also be wonderful to have, you know, trans voices on, you know, breakfast, daytime, mm-hmm. and on all the programs. So it's not as if, you know, there is a, you know, a trans ghetto at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night.
Hey, you know, eventually we can have some morning tea, you know, so there you go. Yeah.
That's a good idea. We like morning tea. We could do a cup of tea, don't you? Yeah, tea, scones and toast and all that sort of stuff. So, and yeah, and that's what I really sort of like, because it's actually, I get to talk to absolutely some fantastic, amazing people. So, you know, we've got Simona and also Evie in the studio with us tonight, and, you know, two amazing trans people have actually, you know, obviously do a lot within, you know, some of the reaches, some of the work that they do. So I reckon it's really worthwhile getting involved with them as much as what we can.
Now, since it is the 21st birthday,
yes,
I have asked Simona to sing a song for us.
Oh,
now,
really?
This goes all the way back to the beginning of Joy. And actually, I'm going to put this one out to Emily. She said, this is the challenge. And here we go, Emily. Simona, could you sing for us Working Class Man?
How much do you want me to
do? Sing whatever you want, darling.
The sad thing is, I know one verse of it. Which verse would you like? Just pull a number out of a hat.
I can
do the first, second, third, but I won't do the bridge,
okay,
because I don't believe in God and I don't dig on Elvis. So I can't sing it with any genuine...
Come on, he's a king, baby.
Second verse. Oh, shit. Hang on. Oh, no. I'll just have to go to first.
Go to first.
Because working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain. A father's son left to carry on blue denim in his vein. Oh, he's a working class man. I think I said a working class man. It's a working trans man.
Exactly. That one's for you, Kurt.
That is just perfect. Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
Simone.
That.
Oh, you're playing God. Along and having fun with us on that one.
Thank
it's
you.
Like, well, it's how often do you get thrown stuff like that?
Well, never, actually. I used to walk home as a 9-year-old dreaming about that moment in 1986.
And here you are.
I just imagine 94. Myself 9. Behind me was like a whole lot of sugar cane on fire. You know, I was sweating like a pig. Oh my God. It was great.
Well, oh, that is just beautiful. Thank you so much.
The journey is now complete.
Comes a train.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, should we try and get Evie to sing a song now?
Oh, no. You want to leave your hearing? That's the way it goes.
Let's sing something else. She just spinning wheels on her
believes in God. than Elvis. You just do the rest.
Oh, what an absolute classic. So, absolutely. That one's for Kurt, but it's also for our 21st birthday. So, thank you so much for that.
Emily challenged us, and we completed it.
You know, Emily's actually, she can't hear us.
She can't hear us.
No, she's sitting in Studio 2 at the moment. She's playing on one of the panels there doing something. So, anyway.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's been so much fun today as well.
I know. I really enjoyed it, actually. Can you say?
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, we will go and on... our Facebook page, we will share a bit of your work that you do, the film work that you're on, and some of the songs that you're working on, Simona, as well. And yeah,
absolutely. So, actually, you said that you are working on your next album, Simona. Mm-hmm. What sort of time frame to when we can start to see that one?
Well, I've just wrote 4 songs in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I could probably put out an EP next year.
Well, that'd be awesome, actually. Yeah.
You know, the next one you write, you can all of a sudden be like Working Class Man just repeating over in your head, and you'll just be stuck. You're like, damn those bitches at Joy.
I think I'm going to... No.
No, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Chisel? No.
No.
Manzi? No.
What about you, Evie? What's the latest one we're going to see coming from you?
I've just written a script called Sissy Boy.
Yeah.
It's a 5-minute short film I'm hoping to produce next year about a young film student who was assigned male at birth, but looks very feminine and keeps getting mistaken for a woman.
Yep.
And they are struggling with that gender through their studying at film school and having a best friend and discovering themselves and finding romance along the way. So that's something I'm hoping to produce next year.
Well, absolutely.
It's amazing to see so much trans involvement in all kinds of media, just film and music. And it's one of my favorite things about here is it's promoting so much of this within the community.
Absolutely. You know, we are a bunch of sort of really diverse and sort of also really creative people as well. And it's absolutely fantastic. You know,
we're such great communicators too, particularly if we're Gemini.
I'm a Capricorn.
Virgos are the best.
There you go.
No, Leos.
Capricorn, come on. It's not my birthday next month. Come on, guys. Well, it's not December 1st, my birthday, but it's a bit later than that. I'm not 21 either.
No.
I'm going to be turning double.
We're all 21 this week.
Sorry?
We're all 21 this week.
Well, yeah, we'll go with we're all being 21 this week.
But I'm not going to repeat my 21st.
No. Yeah, no, actually, no, this is the thing, Michelle. I want you to be repeating your 21st. I want to see actually jumping up on the table, you know, with dollars actually in your undies and those kinds of things. I reckon they'd be so funny.
Chris, stop being on your head. Do not be nodding your head at that.
I think we all really want to see that.
I had like the best thing happen at my 21st was like I had a smoke machine that just went for ages, and I lived on like a public road, and this person stopped their car, walked up my back stairs and went, "Your house is on fire." And we're like, "Nah, dude, it's the smoke machine." Nice. And it's like, yeah, that's good. Anyway, I thought it was hilarious anyway.
Well, so. It's like, wouldn't you think that the loud music's going to be a bit of a giveaway or something like that?
That was what I thought, you know. It was like, well, you know, I mean, it was Geelong.
Absolutely.
I don't think he'd gotten on the strobe machines, strobe lights and smoke machines and loud music.
So it was Geelong, was it?
No, yeah. Well, yeah. It was university, darling.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a bit of a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Definitely. What about you, Evie? Any? What was your 21st like?
Oh, it was not the most celebrating 21st. I spent it alone in a gay nightclub that was empty, sipping a Coke, so being a very lonely 21st.
Aww.
So I enjoy hearing the stories of others. It's quite amusing.
Well, it's actually, mine's probably pretty similar to that, Evie. So, you know, Knuckles, you know, we're at the same sort of parties there.
Yeah, it sounds like you were nuts like me, Simona. So I'm in with you on that one.
gee, that's funny.
All right.
Listening on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. So we are getting to that unfortunate part of the end of the show. We don't want to. We actually have thanks, because you know.
And I think this is probably one of our best shows.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, if you tuned in just now, you did miss out, because you can listen to our podcast.
Absolutely. So, you know, Andrea, our wonderful friend Andrea, she does all our podcasts here for Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and she is an absolute angel. We love
She's amazing.
Andrea. So you know what? Kurt's not here. He's missed a good show.
He has missed a good show. He can listen to our podcast as
he
well.
He can
listen. Our podcast.
Our podcast. No, Kurt, we really feel sorry for you. You know, you, as you said before in that message that you did send to us, you said that you were running between the toilet and the radio. So, look, Kurt, please get better. We really feel for you.
So, yes, if you did miss us today, get us on the podcast. You can also get us via the app on the App Store, on Google Play Store, or on the Apple App Store. You can listen to us live via there or via the web.
Or you can also email us on transpositions@joy.org.au. Now, the thing I was just going to say, just very quickly, there was a late message coming through from Scotty. And Scotty says, Aries are the best. Scotty, P.S. My perfect partner is a Sagittarius or Leo. Go Geelong. I'm in. There you go. I'm now in Melbourne. Well, there you go. Fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you for listening today. We jump on the Joy website to find our podcast and Facebook link and get in touch with us during the week. You can also find details from Evie and from Simona on there for things we shared today. You've been listening to Transpositions on 94.9.
Listening to Transpositions. We love your feedback, and if you want to share your own story, email us during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au, or contact us via social media. You'll find all the links at joy.org.au/transpositions. Thank you for listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.